Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. We're doing second date update. You find yourself here if you've gone out on what you describe as a wonderful date.
Right.
One that's worked out, but you're not getting a call back. You're getting blown off. You're getting left out in the dust.
Why?
Well, why is why we find out, Krista. That's why that's we do it. We're on this morning with Trish, though. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Hey.
How's it going?
How are y'all doing?
Good.
How are you?
We're good. We're good. Thank you for emailing our show earlier and now being on Second Date Update here. So you went on a great date with a guy named Robert. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Fantastic. How did you meet Robert?
Well, I met him online.
Okay.
Which was great. And we hit it off right away. We just felt this chemistry, and we talked on the phone a few times, and then we set up a time to meet up and go on a date.
All right. So everything seemed good. And then what did you guys do on your date?
Well, he came and picked me up from my house. And then we decided to go to the park for ice cream. Well, of course, we had dinner first. But then we wanted to really focus on just, you know, having a good time just walking and talking. Because that's the only way you can get to know one another.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Especially with the weather changing. It's nice to get out. We have been in the house for the last 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful outside.
So... Okay, so you talked a little bit, you walked, you had some dinner, you went for some ice cream. How was the date generally? Was it pretty good? Was he right there with you the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was great. I mean, we had a really good conversation. And I think we're both attracted to one another. It felt good. The energy felt right.
Yeah. Did you get a little kiss at the end, or how did the date end?
Well, we did end with a hug, and I thought we were going to kiss, but... We just kissed like on the, you know, kiss on the side of the cheek, and that's what it was. It was actually a little awkward.
Oh, yeah, because you don't really know what that means. The old signs are there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't like the old side cheek kiss. It's never great.
Yeah.
No. Or maybe he just...
My family.
Yeah, exactly.
My family.
Maybe he just moves slow. We don't really know. Is there anything you could think of on your date that might have put him off? Like, did you guys talk politics, or were you talking sports teams or something that maybe he was like, I don't know.
No, honestly, I can't think of anything at all.
And how long has it been now since you've heard from Robert?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
All right. And so have you tried to, like, text him and stuff, or how have you tried to get back in touch with him?
Well, I've texted him a few times, and I've also called him, and I haven't gotten one response.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that he would at least, you know, if someone's not interested in you, you would think they would say they were interested. But me,
sure.
I ended up worrying about him.
Oh, yeah. Like, you're sweet. Well, that's very daring to give him a call.
Yeah.
I don't think people do that these days.
Well, you seem like, Trish, you seem like...
Go-getter.
Yeah.
Yeah, honey.
Yeah.
I like it.
You seem like you're in control and you know what you want. You know what I mean? That's good.
Exactly.
Go all right.
What you want in life. That's what I do.
Sure. Yeah.
Love it. All right. Don't say anything, Trish. We've got Robert's number here. We're going to call him and see if we can't get to the bottom of this, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Robert?
Yes, it is.
Robert!
Robbie!
What's up?
Woo! He's not... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you seem down, Robert. This is actually Marco and Krista. We're actually live on the radio here, so don't curse. It's 93.1 Jams.
Are you serious?
Yeah!
Yay!
Come on.
Yeah.
You're pulling my egg.
100% true.
Yeah.
Somebody put you on the...
Yeah.
Yes, actually.
Well, actually, we're doing a segment we do called Second Date Update, where you may have been out with somebody, and for whatever reason, a lot of times there's different reasons why you wouldn't get back with somebody, or you sort of ghost yourself.
I've heard one of these.
We try to figure out what's going on. Do you remember Trish?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You miss her, don't you?
No.
Oh,
not really.
Oh, ow.
All right. So, so basically we just try to figure out what happened or what's on your mind with Trish.
What's on your mind? It's not.
Well, oh God, where do I start? Was it, you know, honestly, the date was was pretty good. I would say it was even an above average date, but when I picked her up, which is what I usually do, I'll offer to pick up, she asked me to come inside real quick, which was like, oh, okay, that's a little weird, but fine.
Yeah.
And she was like, I got to take care of something real quick. I was like, oh, okay. So I just figured she was getting ready, fixing her hair or something like that.
Right.
She's got these two guys there who had been installing some windows, and I guess they showed up late, like they were supposed to come in at 10, and they showed up at 1 that afternoon, and she's just laying into these guys about how they had wasted her time, and time is money, and she insisted on giving her money for the hours that she had to wait.
All right, so hold on a second. So she wanted money back from the windows, or she was...
The windows.
Yeah, she demanded $100 off the windows because she had to wait for them. And, you know, I get it. Like, nobody likes waiting for the cable guy or whatever, but...
Right.
I mean, these were just contractors. Like, you know, it wasn't their fault that they were late, as far as I could tell.
But, yeah.
So she was a little tough on them.
Now, was she mean or just tough? Like, hey, you're supposed to do what you said you were going to do. So, because I've sent stuff back to the kitchen if my stuff isn't right. Not meanly, but just like, hey, I asked, you know, sometimes right. I like my stuff well done, and sometimes it comes out red, and I'm like, hey, can you just, no big deal, can you just heat this up? Because I don't like it rare. And then they're usually like, oh, yeah, no problem. Then they go do it. So was she like that, or was she mean to him?
Yeah. She was really walking that line. Like, at one point, she was like, no, you listen to me.
Ooh, yes.
This is the way it's going to happen. And I was like, you know, I'm standing there.
Right.
And, you know, I appreciated, like, a, you know, an assertive woman, but
sure.
She seemed like a real ball buster.
A ball right. buster.
And so, now, do you think it was an act or something? Like, do you think she was kind of showing off for you, or do you think this was, like, the real feelings?
No, these guys they seemed scared.
Yeah,
you know?
They're crying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they just, you know, they ended up, they went along with it because I think they just wanted to get out of there.
Did they give her the $100?
Off?
Yeah.
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 I mean, they just took, you know, they just took the check that she was going to give.
Wow.
Just as she...
You know, I don't think they had much choice in the matter.
Oh, so she just made the check out.
Trouble with their boss later on.
She just made the check out for $100 less and just said, "Whatever, this is what you get."
What's happening?
Is that right?
Now beat it.
Wow, boy, that is kind of ballsy.
So I just kind of shrugged it off and went on a date, and you know, it was a good date. We talked about a lot of good stuff, but I just couldn't get that out of my mind.
So that for you was a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Huh. Ball breaker is a deal breaker.
Yeah, well, you want your balls.
All right, well.
I need them.
Yeah. Yeah, you do need them. All right, well, I do have to tell you, Robert, that we have Trish on the phone with us.
Yeah.
She's standing by here because she couldn't get in touch with you. And so, turns out, Trish, we found out what actually happened.
Yeah, and honestly, I think it's pretty ridiculous that...
That they came
that
late?
Bother you that much.
Oh.
Here we go.
I didn't,
back away.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you found
it. A really good time.
Yeah. Mm. So, now, is that how you normally are when somebody is supposed to do something and they don't do it? Do you really, you know, go all out?
I wouldn't say that I go all out, but, like, if someone's going to do something, I expect them to do it, and that's it.
Well, especially if you're paying for it, right? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my money. Like, I'm paying for your time. You're also wasting my time. So, and I am the customer, and you said you're going to get done by a certain time, and that's what I expect. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Sure.
Yeah. And so, Robert, I do have to ask you, you did go back, you did see all this first, then go on a date and have a good date. Was that not enough to overcome kind of what you saw, or is it, you know what I mean? Like, I see another side of her, so you could kind of let it slide, or no?
You know, it just kept kind of creeping up in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
It was like a fear response.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know,
he's
probably he's probably putting himself in that position. Because, you know, eventually you will get in a fight with each other.
He sounds scared of you a little
bit. He is scared.
You know what I mean?
That's ridiculous. There's nothing to be scared of. And You could have just told me this when I reached out to you.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Yeah, she tried 3 weeks.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. 3 weeks is a long time.
He does not want to disagree.
Yeah. I don't want to be on the hook for that 3 weeks. I don't know what I owe you, but.
You know what?
Well, normally what we do here on Second Date Update, Robert, if you want to try it back out, if you think that maybe there could be something here, we'll offer to pay for your next date 100%. Wherever you go here in Madison, we'll take care of the bill, and you and Trish can try it again to see if you can get off on a better foot. It's totally up to you if you want to try it again, though.
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, well, look at that.
Whoa,
so,
really?
Trish, are you down to try it again with Robert now that he kind of hears the story and knows that, you know, you're just, you know, you're an assertive lady?
I'm on the fence right now about it.
Now you don't.
Oh,
want
wow. Okay.
Yeah, normally that never happens. Normally, you know, normally if they say yes, then you would just be like, yeah. So, but now that he said what he said, you don't know if you're down.
She's not down with it.
Well, the thing is I would like to because we had a good time, yes, but for me now it feels like, I mean, are you just weak?
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
She spots some weakness.
I'm backing away now.
Okay. See, now I don't like that.
I'm
changing my mind again.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah. Well, maybe it's just better. You know, maybe it's one of those things where opposites don't attract in this at this point.
Yeah.
And that's fine with me.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, nobody likes being called weak. That's called
Well, no, I'm not. I didn't call you that. I was just asking you a question because that's what comes to my mind now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling this relationship would have a lot of questions like that. So I think I'm good.
You think I'm good? Okay. Right, well, sorry it didn't work out, but
good times
at least you got some new windows, Trish.
Yeah.
Yep. And $100 off.
That's right, girl.
That's right. Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
You're in her world now.
Even if I had a heart, I still wouldn't mind crushing yours.
It's Tough Love with Sirius.
You can always get to madtownjams.com. We have a little thing set up right on our website for you to just get your Tough Love with Sirius. Just your name and your question. Yeah. It'll come right to me. Then I'll ask for you. Friends and benefits members, you can text us at 30734. And that's super easy. It's easy to become a Friends and Benefits member, and it pays. And that's exactly what Alan is. He's a Friends and Benefits member.
Alan.
And he says, hey, Siri, my buddy's invited me out to Ho Chunk Casino this weekend.
Woo!
I've never really gambled before, but I did win $40. Now I'm thinking about just becoming a gambler.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Do you think I can win a lot of money gambling? Alan says to Siri.
Gambling is great. If you do it just for fun and don't expect to make any money. The problem is when people act like dumb assholes and think that they are going to get rich gambling. Sure, there are people who do, but they spend all of their time studying the odds so they can make the best bets. The average person knows nothing about gambling. There is a reason that Las Vegas builds casinos that cost ridiculous amounts of money, and it's not because they are giving money away. It's because they are taking millions.
Yeah, they always say, boy, Las Vegas wasn't built on winners. It's built on losers.
Oh, yeah, very true.
You got guys in there splitting kings. Oh, two kings, they'll be split at the blackjack
double
table.
Double down, baby.
Yeah, that's like, all right, bro.
It's my favorite, by the way.
Doubling down?
Well, just blackjack in general, especially being a girl, because guys just love to throw you money just so you can sit there and be pretty and play.
Hmm, that never happens to
me. All the time.
off of Twitter, Justin says, hey, Siri, I make minimum wage. It's only like $7. I don't know. Should it maybe higher at the minimum wage, Siri?
I definitely think that minimum wage should be higher. Hear me out right now, business owners who don't want to pay more. Here is why I think that. When people feel like they are being underpaid for what they do, they will do less work to the point in which they feel that it is fair. If they really feel underpaid, then they will also do things like steal office supplies and other things to feel like justice is being served. Do you think it is worth it to pay an employee a small wage and then have them never actually do their job? If you do, you will never find another stapler in your office again. Save yourself money and just pay your employees more for their jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Who hasn't said, you know what? I need a box of pens. I'm just going to snag these. I mean, not me, but I'm just saying.
Oh, really? I see the salt shaker you just took from the kitchen.
Yeah, well, somebody stole my salt shaker, so better believe I stole it back. Off the website, we got a question from Nicole in Madison, who says, Siri, with garage sale season coming up, I've noticed a lot of junk in my garage. Do you think I should hold a garage sale? I'm wondering.
Garage sales? Don't you mean hoping random assholes will give you money for the garbage that you have laying around your house so you don't have to pay money to get rid of it?
Yes.
A garage sale really is just a random Saturday that you round up all of the stuff you don't want and then pile it up in your yard and hope people buy it. You put such little effort into the whole process that your only advertising strategy will be putting up three handmade posters that will likely fall down 20 minutes after you walk away. The best part is that if people just cruise by your house the day after your garage sale, they can get all of the junk for free when you throw it away.
That's nice.
They just waited you out. Then they would just see that. But you know, when I was living with my sister, we would have garage sales like every weekend, which stuff we didn't want. And we made like $200-$300 a weekend just selling stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But then you run out of
stuff. Who's the rich person now in this?
That was years ago. Years ago, and it wasn't that rich.
Oh. I guess.
We got a friends with benefits text here from our text line from Reagan, who says, Siri, it seems like whenever I go out, there are always a bunch of girls wearing way too much perfume. What would be the best way to let them know that they are literally poisoning me?
Here is a very subtle way. When they walk by you, start pretend choking and dry heaving and then fall down, and then when they ask you what is wrong, look at them directly in their eyes dramatically like a Shakespeare stage actor and tell them that you are deathly allergic to the smell of over-perfumed asshole. You need to go big here and rattle them to a point in which they never forget. It's a public service.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Well, I was coming down the hallway last week, and there was nobody in the hallway. We have long hallways here.
We do,
They're like about 60,
like
70
here.
Yards.
Mm-hmm.
But all the way down the hallway, I smelled perfume. I'm like, who is wearing so much perfume that they're no longer in this hallway, but I still smell it? But
I was going to say it's the guy that's next door that works in our sister station.
It probably is.
Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jam.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.